The key to attainment is counter to human nature. There is a key to attainment, and it is quite counter to human nature. To attain is to succeed in achieving something that one desires and has worked for. The master-disciple relationship is based on it, and today, we can say, safely, there is no master-disciple relationship nowadays. Every person that has ever attained to the highest level a human can go, invented it for themselves. Because you can't find it anywhere, and no one can teach it to you. What is this mysterious missing piece? Surrender. I remember when I first encountered surrender. I had a cat. A cat that I rescued from the animal shelter. He was a baby. He was covered with fleas, he had bloody diarrhea, and it cost me $1,000 in medical expenses, and countless hours, even nights staying up, so he can get well. He was very tiny. And then he grew to 38 pounds, became a giant tomcat. He trusted me unconditionally. I earned that trust. But more importantly, I knew I was trustworthy. It was a beingness, who I was trustworthy. I didn't have to try to be trustworthy, I just was. 9 years later I had to move, and I could not take him with me. No shelter would take him, so I had to take him to the vet. I held him as he trusted me, as his eyes looked at me for the last time, and as the light went out of those beautiful eyes. Since then I am not sure if I can trust myself. I often cry, I say I did what I had to do. I say, I have given him 9 good years. But nothing changes the fact that I played God and killed him. But he left me with a gift. I know what trusting feels like, what surrender is. And I know I haven't seen it anywhere else, I know I haven't observed it anywhere else since then, or before then. But that is the state of beingness that is needed to have a master be able to help you, so you can let go and come out an individual on the other side. We could say that your soul correction is all about surrender. And some soul corrections do worse in this area than others. Because surrender also has degrees. The more fearful your soul correction is, the less willing you are to surrender. After all you need to offer, you need to put your life in the hands of another. A seed has to die, if it wants to fulfill its destiny, become a plant. A seed has to surrender to life. Through its death it fulfills its destiny to become a tree. A worm, the caterpillar, has to die, if it wants to become a butterfly. But humans cling to the existence they know. And a person who attains happens once in hundreds of years. It is that rare. At the moment there is no one alive, no one who has attained. I am 80% on the path. And can't even see what the next step would be could be, I am still busy confronting the inner ugliness. You? You don't even consider surrendering. When I suggest something, you go and run away. Or maybe test it, maybe research it, and hoard it. None of it goes anywhere past you. We don't have a master-disciple relationship. I will die, like all the others before me, without ever having made a difference. Because the only thing that makes a difference is taking someone to that place where surrendering their life gives them a new life. Everything else is apple polishing.